Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I would be willing to bet my whole pension on a survey of the mothers of my friends when I was in high school, because they would have all given exactly the same answer. They would have felt that Martha got a bum rap in this gospel. And you know what? They're kind of right, but not for the reason you might think. Not because Martha was right in complaining about her sister. She was right because she took the thing she was struggling with to Christ and allowed him to teach her and to change her heart. The exact right way to pray. Now, I'm a big fan of Monty Python. I don't know if any of you are. But one of the things that they always do whenever they pray in one of their skits is they blow sweet nothings at God. "Oh God, you are so great, you're so powerful, you're so immense, you're so huge, you're so terrific." And I think we can have a tendency to do that. We think we got to butter God up to get whatever it is we want. And the thing is, if we want to say we have a loving relationship with God, then we need to first and foremost have an honest relationship with God. Meaning that if we're struggling, we need to bring that to our prayer. If we are lacking in faith, we need to bring that to our prayer. If we are red-faced angry, we need to bring that to our prayer. Because it's only in doing that that God can teach us and change our hearts. It requires honesty on our part. Martha did that very well. And I am quite certain that her heart was softened and changed toward her sister because of her openness. And each one of us can truly benefit from that same kind of openness and honesty in our prayer. Because God can change our hearts when they need to be changed.